MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, December 1, 2025. The state is protecting access to childhood vaccines, and there's a group working to save the Glover. Sunny, windy, near 40, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:46 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that state health officials are vowing to maintain access to hepatitis B vaccines as a federal health panel considers removing them from a list of recommended immunizations for school-aged children. The State Department of Public Health issued new guidelines that recommend a hepatitis B vaccine birth dose within 24 hours of a child's delivery and completion of the full series within the first 18 months of life. This week, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will meet to discuss vaccine safety, effectiveness, and clinical use, and could make a new recommendation about infants receiving the Hep B vaccine. The hearings come after Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. fired the 17 sitting members of the ACIP committee and will replace them with handpicked appointees, several of whom have a history of opposing vaccines. Michael McHugh writes in the Salem News, historical advocates recently established a nonprofit group to accept donations for the preservation of the 293-year-old General Glover Farmhouse in Swampscott that's at risk of demolition due to tentative plans to create housing on site. The recently formed organization, Save the Glover, plans to raise $1.5 million to $2 million to save the farmhouse that's architecturally one of the oldest houses in Swampscott and one of the few surviving that was built in the 1700s in town. Among other important North Shore historical figures to reside in the home throughout the 18th century, the farmhouse was the final home of General John Glover, whose regiment played a pivotal role in the Revolutionary War, most notably rowing George Washington across the Delaware River. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
On itemlive.com, Sophia Harris writes, the Marblehead Select Board unanimously approved a contract this week with Homer Contracting for the replacement of the Marblehead High School roof and HVAC system, formally advancing a project that came in more than $2.1 million under budget. The vote followed months of preparation, technical review, and community input, as well as a competitive bidding process that produced significantly lower than expected pricing. The approval came shortly after the school committee's roof subcommittee voted 7-0 to recommend awarding the contract to Homer, the lowest bidder. The school committee also voted unanimously last week to endorse the recommendation. The Gloucester Times reports a long-standing holiday tradition of giving continues this year as State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr of Gloucester and a wide array of performers, guests, and donors begin a live broadcast tour of 14 broadcast locations Wednesday for the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Holiday Toy Drive. The event will continue broadcast live on Facebook for 3 days, concluding Friday. With a tremendous amount of need to be addressed, the toy drive is expected to collect thousands of toys and thousands of dollars over the three-day event, with Cape Ann stops in Gloucester, Essex, and Rockport. The expanded event reinforces the toy drive's mission of supporting organizations that deliver critical services to families throughout the North Shore, Cape Ann, and Merrimack Valley. And Matt Petrie writes that in the Newburyport Daily News, this weekend, residents in Newburyport will have a chance to help make the holidays special for those in need as the Newburyport Police Department prepares for its annual Fill a Cruiser food drive and the Newburyport Fire Department hosts its annual toy drive. Both events will be held Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with police officers located at Market Basket and firefighters located at Marshall's. Collections will be brought to the Salvation Army. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, Gillette Stadium will host 8 MIAA Super Bowl games this week. The North Shore will have two teams in the first and last games scheduled. Amesbury, with a record of 12-0, takes on Cohasset 10-2 on Thursday at 5 p.m. in the Division 7 game. St. John's Prep, 11-1, will match up against Xaverian, 10-2, on Saturday at 6:15 p.m. The Prep lost to Xaverian on Thanksgiving Day. The Endicott College football team fell 35-28 to Salisbury University Saturday in the NCAA Division III playoffs in a game played in Maryland. Gulls quarterback Shea Lynch of Peabody passed for 246 yards in that game. Today marks the first day of practice for the high school winter sports teams. St. John's Prep has named Francisco Montoya as the school's new tennis coach. Longtime 35-year-old coach Mark Metropolis retired from the position earlier this year. In the pros, the Celtics beat the Cavs last night 117-115 behind a 42-point performance from Peyton Pritchard. Bruins were off yesterday and both teams are off tonight. And the Patriots host the New York Giants tonight in Monday Night Football. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.